أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you remember, we are talking on moral issues. So far we have touched many issues. In our previous session, we dealt with how to treat older people and how to treat younger people or children. But this session is going to be devoted to another issue, that is humbleness and Islamic ethics. Humbleness has a peculiar position in Islamic ethics. Maybe there are schools of thought that do not pay attention to humbleness and regard it as a negative attribute. There are moral schools of thought who emphasize on might and who emphasize on power. If anything is against their dignity, their power, and their might, they are opposed to it. But Islam is concerned about your dignity. Islam is concerned about your strength. Islam does say be powerful. But meanwhile, Islam emphasizes on the principle of humbleness. Be humble. What is then the meaning of humbleness? Humbleness, according to Islamic scholars of ethics, is nothing but acceptance of truth. If you surrender to truth, if you are submissive to truth, then you are a humble person. But if you are not submissive to truth, if you do not obey what the truth dictates, then you are an arrogant person. You are a proud person, not giving importance to what is the truth. So since Islam is the religion of truth, since Islam is very much emphatic about truth, therefore Islam prescribes an attitude that is in line with this principle. Islam tells us to be humble towards truth and to accept the truth, whatever it is. Sometimes the truth is in favor of you. It serves your interests. It is beneficial to you. In such cases, it is easy to accept the truth. But there are times when truth is not in favor of you. If truth is put into practice, it is against you. It is against your interests. It is against your family. It is against your tribe. It is against your nation. Islam tells us to respect the principle of truth in all circumstances, in all cases, whether in cases that are not against us, or in cases that are against us. We must be very much honest, and we must be truthful in terms of respecting the principle of humbleness. So what is humbleness? Humbleness is the acceptance of truth, whatever it is. If it is beneficial to you, then so much the better, accept it. And if it is not serving your interest, again accept it, because Allah has said, and because Allah has told us to accept it. So this is the meaning of humbleness. How can we demonstrate that we are humble? What are the symptoms of humbleness? How can we make sure that you are humble or not? There are certain signs and certain symptoms through which we can come to know whether or not you are a humble person. If you are a humble person, your humbleness will be manifested by your actions. Your action, your behavior, your approach will tell us how you think. We don't have any access to your thoughts. We cannot read your thoughts. Your thoughts are beyond our access. But we do have access to your behavior. We do have access to your actions. And based on your actions, we can analyze your thoughts. We can analyze your personality. We can analyze your character. So, that is why Islam is very much concerned about actions. It says, show your humbleness through your actions. When you walk, for example, walk in humbleness. When you speak in a manner that manifests humbleness. So your action must be a moderate action. Your action must not tilt towards the extreme sides. It must remain in a moderate state. And if it remains in a moderate state, then it is an ideal state. And we can say that you are in a desirable position. So, humbleness is the acceptance of the truth. And a humble action is an action that is in between the two extremes, that is in the middle path, in a middle situation. But what is the origin of humbleness? How can we attain this state of a fear? According to the scholars of ethics, self-knowledge is the best way towards attaining this stage, the stage of humbleness. So try to understand yourself. Try to realize your capacities, your potentials, your talents, your deficiencies, your flaws, your difficulties, your problems. If you understand all these things, if you understand that you are totally dependent on God, then you will be a humble person. If you understand that without the support of God the Almighty, you cannot breathe, you cannot survive, you cannot continue your life, and whatever you do, it is because of the help and assistance of God. Whatever you say, it is because of God. Whatever you eat, it is because of God. So everything is dependent on the assistance of God, And if you understand all these realities, of course you will be humble. And if you understand that you are a very weak person, having no power to better your condition or to fight the things that are against you, and for everything you must take help from God, then of course you will be very much humble, you will be moderate, you will not go for the excessive lines, and you will not go for the extremities. So the main origin for the state of humbleness is a self-knowledge, a correct self-knowledge. If we attain a correct self-knowledge, if we attain a correct understanding of ourselves, then we will be able to be humble. And our humbleness will be a real humbleness. It will not be flattery. When a person flatters, he does it in order to attain certain benefits or in order to get certain objectives. That's why he flatters. But when you are humble, or when you show humbleness, you show it because you believe that it is your state of fear. And the state of humbleness is in line with your nature. It is in line with your real capacities. It is in agreement with your potentials. If a person claims more than what he deserves, then of course it is not correct. So Islam wants us to be in line with our own nature. Islam wants us to be in line with our own capacities and potentials. And if we want to cross our limits, if we want to exaggerate our potentials, then of course it is not in line with our personality. And it is not true. It is falsehood. And that's why it is not a good state of a fear. So the main origin for reaching the state of humbleness is paying attention to your nature and paying attention to your capacities and potentials. As soon as you know about yourself, you will automatically be a humble person. Another point that has to be raised here is that humbleness is not limited to persons alone. It can include communities. When we talk of humbleness, we do not specifically talk about individuals. Of course, we talk about individuals, but our discussion is not limited to individuals. We talk about individuals as well as community. As it is a desirable state to be humble for the individual, it is a desirable state for the community to be humble. The community should also be humble. The nations should also be humble. They do not have anything to do with pride, with arrogance. Arrogance is not good. It is not in line with our nature. It is not in line with the deficiencies we have. It is not in line with the flaws with which we are wrestling. So we must try to be in harmony with our own nature and with the requirements of our own nature. A good community is a humble community. Just a good person is a humble person. But nowadays, unfortunately, there are communities who think that they are better than others. And because of this, and because of racial discrimination, They think that they are better than others, and their blood is better than others, and their color is better than others. All these things are unacceptable from the viewpoint of Islam. According to Islamic thinking, all human beings are equal, and they are born equal, and they are equal. And the better one is the one who is pious. And piety is not something that is inherent to a person. It is something that can be acquired. You can acquire it, I can acquire it, everybody can acquire it. If you acquire piety, of course, then you are a good person. But as long as you have not acquired this quality, you cannot claim that you are the best. So the thing is that humbleness is not a quality that is restricted to individuals. It is a quality that includes individuals on the one hand and communities and nation on the other. So all are supposed to be humble, whether individual or community. And we must strive, we must struggle to attain this stage. That is a very desirable stage from the viewpoint of morality. And that is why, according to Islamic sources, especially according to the Holy Quran, humbleness is one of the qualities of the believers. Somewhere in the Holy Quran, the qualities of the believers are counted. There are many qualities, more than 10 qualities are there for the believers. And one of the top qualities of the believers is that they are humble, they are down to earth, they are not arrogant, they are not proud, they are simple people, they are down to earth. And it is one of the qualities of the believers. If you are a believer, and if you have faith in the truth of Islam, then be humble. If you are humble, then so much the better. If not, then try to acquire this quality. And when you have acquired this quality, then you are submissive to truth. And you do not have any problem with accepting the truth, theoretically. And practically, again, you are not proud. Your action is not the action of like the action of those who are proud. You are a moderate person, and you are down to earth. Your lifestyle is a lifestyle that is humble. Your house shows that you are humble. The utensils you use show that you are humble. The car you use shows you are humble. And the travels you make shows that you are humble. All these things, all this data can tell us about your mental state of a fear. When all these things are humble, we can come to know that you are really humble. So one of the qualities of the believers is humbleness. And it is the Holy Quran that says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. This verse is in chapter Furqan, verse number 63. This verse tells us about the qualities of believers. As I mentioned, one of the qualities of the believers is humbleness. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ, the servants of the beneficent Allah, the servants of beneficent Allah, are those who walk on earth in humbleness. يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, they walk on earth in humbleness. They are not arrogant. They do not show arrogance. وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the ignorant people address them, when the ignorant people want to talk to them, or when they want to insult them or to pass remarks to them, they simply say, peace. They simply say boy. They simply say hello, hello. Instead of fighting with them, instead of paying attention to them, instead of entering into a fight with them, they simply say hello and they pass by them as if they do not see them. So this is the way a believer lives. You see how much dignified you must be if you show such kind of attitude. This verse, of course, contains many important points. First of all, it talks about the qualities of the believers. In the quality of humbleness is one of those qualities that describe a believer. So it shows the importance and significance of this quality. It tells us that we must try our best to adhere to this quality and to acquire this quality if we have not thus far acquired it. Another point that this verse contains is that the believers are those who are humble, and humbleness is not something a show-off. It is something that is that has taken root in their existence. They are inwardly humble. They are really humble. They do not show off, and they are not displaying this quality only. As a matter of fact, they really are humble, and their actions are witness to this claim. And their action shows that they are really humble. So this is another point. Another point is that if a person is humble, if a person is submissive towards truth, he will reach truth sooner or later. But if he is not humble, if he is making grudge, if he is proud, of course he will not find the truth, and he will not be able to make his way towards truth. Look at those who opposed the prophets. All of them were arrogant. Pharaoh was an arrogant person. Namrud was an arrogant person. And because of their arrogance, they did not come to terms with their prophets. They did not accept the words of their prophets. And as a result, they went astray and they were not guided. If you want to be guided, and if you want to take the benefits of being guided, you must respect this principle and be humble. First of all, recognize the truth, understand the truth, and then accept it wholeheartedly, sincerely, with your whole body and with your spirit. And the last point that I want to mention is that this verse is talking about walking. But you don't need to restrict yourself to walking. Walking is just an example. The Holy Quran wants to say that be humble and prove that you are humble. And walking is one of the ways through which we can show that we are humble. Everything, as I gave you the example, when you buy a car, if you buy a humble car, you can show that you are humble. If you buy a house, and if you buy a humble house, you can show that you are humble. If you buy a couch, and if you show that, and if your couch is humble, that it shows that you are humble. So there are many things, and there are numerous things in your life through which you can show that you are humble. And being humble is a state of affair that is liked and that is advised by Islamic ethics. That is all. Thank you very much.